I say, Granby, you've managed to make this space into quite a museum, Lord Michael said as he studied several artifacts displayed around a luxurious office. The rich woods, green carpet, and gaslit chandeliers would have been expected in a gentleman's study in a Park Lane townhouse. They were not as expected in an office in Oxford Street. This is actually my father's office, Tom Granby said as he turned to lead them into his own. He's done far more travelling than I have, and his brother by marriage owns Wellingham Imports, so it's been easy for him to acquire his collection. Yours is not so bad either, Lord Michael said, as he hurried to a wall of shelves laden with interesting artifacts and a stunning Wedgwood vase. Unlike Gregory Granby's office across the hall, most of these items were more ancient. A Roman glass bottle, a Greek vase, a globe made of agate, and several marble slabs carved with reliefs, and they were displayed appropriately. But it looks as if there's something missing, he commented, noting the top of a caryatid was bare. That pelike from Greece was due to go on there, Tom replied as he indicated the central artifact on his display shelves. But an archivist from the British Museum warned me it might be accidentally knocked off its pedestal should I mount it on the caryatid. When I learned the vase was from 350 BCE, I of course took his recommendation. 350 BCE, you say? Michael repeated in awe. From where did you acquire it? Lord Henley found it for me in Athens, Tom replied, referring to an archaeologist who was currently working on a dig in Greece. Tom indicated they should sit. Tell me, my lord, what brings you to London? The second son of the Duke of Somerset took the proffered chair and settled into it, just as Tom's secretary entered with a tea tray.